chapter 11, Mishnah 8. Azov shehizah boy, a hyssop which was already been used for sprinkling, kosher latar bo es hamatzora, was kosher to be used in the process for purifying a matzora. And the reason being over here that although work has been performed with it, with this hyssop, because it's already been used for sprinkling once, the chattas water, nevertheless it's allowed to be used for the matzora. And this Mishnah disagrees with the ruling of Rabbi Eliezer, who disagrees with this. So this Mishnah rejects the ruling of Rabbi Eliezer. Lakata la'etzim v'naflo alav mashkin. If he cut the hyssop for firewood and liquid then fell upon it, liquid which wasn't purified for chatas offering, just normal liquid, menagvoi v'hu kasher. If he leaves it to dry, it will then become fit. But lakata la'eichlin, if he picks it for food, for naflo alav mashkin, and then water, unfit water falls on it, afal pishin nagvo, even though he allows it to dry, pasul, it will still be pasul, it would be unfit to be used, because it became susceptible to impurity and was rendered impure by the liquid simultaneously. That's if it was picked for food. So that would be the reason. So if it was picked for food, we wouldn't, and it got wet, we wouldn't allow the person to use it. Lakato lachatas, if it was picked specifically for use in the paraduma with the paraduma water and ashes, then kanilkat la'eichlin. Then it is, if it has been picked for food, Devar Rabbi Meir takes on that stringency. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, they all hold oimrim kanilkat la'eitzim. It says if it has been picked for firewood. And this is, in fact, the halacha, the last opinion.